Hey everyone, my name's Brandon. I'm here with Megan and Madison, and we are doing this week's weekly reflections, and we're coming to you from a local sober living house, a Stone Valley Recovery. They've been nice enough to allow us to use their facility, and we're really grateful for that. So let's get to it. As Bill sees it, July the 5th, the only requirement, page 186. In Tradition 3, AA is really saying to every serious drinker, you are an AA member if you say so. You can declare yourself in. No one can keep you out. No matter how long you've gone, no matter how grave your emotional complications, even your crimes, we don't want to keep you out. We just want to be sure that you get the same chance for sobriety that we got.
We do not wish to deny anyone his chance to recover from alcoholism. We wish to be just as inclusive as we can, never exclusive. It's not just about sobriety.
No,
it's about loving your neighbor and loving yourself. Yeah. And a lot of us that come into the rooms with alcoholism or drug addiction, we don't feel love, we don't feel connection or anything like that. So we come in and we feel a part of something. We don't feel judged. We don't feel hated for the things that we've done. These people don't even know us. And then they openly disclose about their defects and things that they've done. And so it's like, okay, I'm not alone, you know? And it gives us the chance to finally be open and get sober.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to hide anymore.
I like that it just flat out says, you are an AA member if you say so. Like, this is not for anyone to determine but me. If whether or not I belong in any fellowship, you know, if I go back throughout my life, I didn't want to be an alcoholic. I didn't admit to being an addict. I didn't want a membership into this club, and I really didn't think that this was something that was ever anything prestigious or like cool or, you know, I shunned it. And I've heard a lot of people share that, they used to brag about being an alcoholic, which is, it's funny too, because I thought about that during the time when I drank so much to such an excess that I would brag about, I could drink people under the table and I'm so like, let's do this, you know, let's do this.
Go home.
Like that's something to be so proud of. And so, you know, such a big accomplishment. And it takes so much more courage and strength and bravery to show up into these rooms today and be a part of this program. And I'm proud to qualify as a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, all of the A's.
Yeah.
I fit and qualify for all of them. If I weren't a member, I wouldn't be alive.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a solution.
You wouldn't be happy.
No.
Content whatsoever.
No. And I mean it when I say I would not be here. I know I would not physically be here anymore. Right. That's where my road led before recovery. That's where I was headed, and so I am proud to declare myself a member today, and I'm glad that is the only requirement for us, because I didn't have anything else to come in with but that. So that's helpful for an addict like me.
There's an A for everyone,
right?
You know, there's an anonymous program for there's an anonymous program for absolutely everyone. It's so funny that this reading kind of correlates with what I was reading this morning and the topic of discussion that was going around and I was sharing with a few people. You know, AA went through some struggles in their humble beginnings. If you read the 12 and 12, you read that this was thought about for a long time because they struggled on who to allow into Alcoholics Anonymous. It was, you know, AA came about in the 1930s, and it was this Oxford group, you know, this group of white educated men, and they didn't know and I'm quoting the 12 and 12 in this, it says, we didn't know about the queer, the crackpot, or the woman, you know, or even black people of color. They didn't know whether to give them admission to AA, and they were so, I guess, bewildered by what they should do and what they shouldn't do. And I'm really grateful for the determination that they all had, and the conclusion that they came that the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking, and now that's gone into using any other substance because of all of the fellowships that have birthed from Alcoholics right. Anonymous. You have Cocaine Anonymous, Heroin Anonymous, NEA. There's something there for you.
Narcotics right. Anonymous.
Narcotics yeah. Anonymous right. even, you know, and, yeah. and the only requirement is the desire to stop doing whatever you're doing, right. you know, that's such a destructive behavior. Right. I'm so grateful that for those who came before us and they've given birth to what it is now. I mean, here in the city that we're in alone, there's 1,800 meetings in the valley. At any
Amazing.
At any
Such a, blessing.
A week, there's 1,800 meetings a week in the valley. Yeah. So that's huge, and I think that it really just, it all goes back to the importance of this third tradition. The only requirement for AA or CA or NA membership is a desire to stop drinking or using. And I never wanted a membership to a club. I never wanted, I never, you know, like...
Such a leveling of pride.
Yeah.
Oh my it God.
Is. Exactly. Yeah. But today I can say that I'm a grateful alcoholic yeah. and an addict. I can use the experience that I have to help other people. And I didn't know that that experience would ever come into play like it has today.
Right.
You know, I thought it was something to be ashamed of. I thought it was something that I wanted, I didn't want to talk about. I wanted to hide it. I wanted to cover it up. You know, but today I can talk about it openly and be okay, and not only just be okay, but feel good.
Yeah.
And almost wear what I did with a badge.
Right.
You know?
Because it gives you purpose.
It does give me Absolutely. Purpose. Yeah, and, yeah. and in me gaining purpose from that, other people see the value in what they went through.
Right.
I never ever thought that anything that I ever went through was going to amount to much. You know, unless it was something that was, you know, deemed by society as something that I should do. Oh, well, I went to college. That's something I wore with honor, you know what I mean, for the longest time. Went to college, finished school, did this, did that. But who would have ever thought that addicts and alcoholics like us...
I'm a drug addict.
Yeah, and hey. Be proud about it. You know, and yeah. be proud. Oh, I used yeah. to shoot dope.
Yeah,
that's me. I used to do that. But we can say that with pride today because it helps someone else. Other sober members of Alcoholics Anonymous, and you don't even have to be, really be sober to be a member. No, we know that.
That is something definitely to
just
touch
the
on.
Desire.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I
just
didn't.
Just the desire.
I didn't get sober.
Yeah.
When I walked in.
Yeah.
I used for probably about a year.
Yeah.
But I stuck around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stuck around, and it made all the difference.
Yeah.
And then the day came, and I did it for real. You know.
Yeah.
Just a desire.
I'm grateful for that. You know, I don't know if anyone's heard anything that has struck a chord with them today. If you're seeking help, if you're searching for maybe resources or just someone to relate to, go to detoxtorehab.com, call the addiction hotline. There's addiction specialists waiting right now to speak to you. We'll be here next week, and you can join us for more fun stuff.